Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes.
Football season is back. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. You can find their podcast on all the podcasting platforms and follow them on all the socials as well. We have the reigning champion, Brad, in studio. 37-15 last year.
Hello.
Well done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, Ben, don't worry. You were 34-18, apparently. So that's not too far behind.
No.
Yeah. And I was 29-23.
Yikes.
So this is where we pick NFL games. We'll do some wild card picks, just random games that we want to look at and pick the winners, and then we'll go to the local teams coming up in a little bit. So
I am picking this is the AFC East first place Buffalo Bills against the fourth place Jets, New York Jets. So we got another. This is the year two of the quarterback development between Josh Allen and Sam Darnold. Allen threw for, he had a passer rating last year, 67. Sam Darnold, 77. Big addition for the Jets is the running back, Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell, the last game he played was a playoff game where the Steelers lost to the Jaguars. That was 608 days ago.
Wow.
Let me just remind you, 608 days ago, we were just getting ready to inaugurate him as our president. That's also the same year that the Patriots came back to beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So that seems like a long time ago.
Yeah.
So Le'Veon Bell coming back is a big deal. But he didn't play any preseason. So so it's one of those things where he swears he's been training and he's ready. Hand the ball off to me. We've heard that before from a few people. So as much as a game changer as he is, I'm going to have to go back to Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills, to take this game.
I'm going to go Titans at Browns, and I'm buying into the Browns hype for 1 week. I'm not sure.
It's a make it or break it season for them, for you.
I'm not sure that I am on board with the Browns like a lot of people are, you know, picking 11-5 and going to the playoffs and all that stuff and winning the division and all that. But I think the Browns hype is so prominent that they will win week one because they have to, basically. They have the number one broadcast team, Titans at Browns. Crazy. Jim Nance has probably never even been inside of Cleveland ever. So I think the Browns are going to win. I think they'll answer the bell week one. I'm not convinced on them all season, but I'll take the Browns week one.
I am going with the New England Patriots, Pittsburgh Steelers game. I have very little to say about this other than the Pittsburgh Steelers are 2-12 in their last 14 games against the Patriots. Roethlisberger does not play well. I know everyone's like, well, they got rid of Antonio Brown. They got rid of Le'Veon Bell. All that noise is gone. So is all that talent. I like Juju Smith-Schuster. I think James Conner's a good player. I don't know what that Pittsburgh defense is going to do against the offense. And history in some of these situations tends to repeat itself. All the pressure is on Pittsburgh to try and prove that they're better without those guys. And New England just keeps on plugging along, man. I just, at this point, I don't know how you can bet against them. I'm going with the Patriots in that game.